Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Chris, the European Championships feature several Bundesliga players for their different nations. Who are some that got off to a great and winning start?
Yeah, well, we can never forget the European Championship is also an opportunity for individuals to shine as well as represent their nation. Now, Dortmund has had a good match day one so far. Belgium's Axel Witsel and Thorgan Hazard were on the winning side against Russia. That was expected, thanks to Lukaku, of course. Former Dortmund player Ciro Immobile has been feeling great for Italy because they picked up their home win. Leverkusen, you know, have a loanee from Finland, Joel Poyanpalo. They won against Denmark, but that match obviously was overshadowed due to what happened to Christian Eriksen. You know, I do wish him well. You know, but that's another Bundesliga player that was on a positive side. You know, I did think Switzerland were going to be on the winning side against Wales because basically they are a Bundesliga side. They have more than a handful of players representing Bundesliga teams, but they only managed to draw with Gareth Bale against Wales. Now, the tournament is so long. There are so many opportunities out there. 51 matches. We can't forget, you know, so this is just a start, but I think a lot of players will seize the moment when it comes.
Dortmund's Jadon Sancho wasn't even in the England squad against a tough opponent in Croatia.
Yeah, that still has me scratching my head. I'm not really sure why that decision was made, but there are certain protocols in place in terms of how the roster has to be managed, you know, by the coach, and they do need two extra goalkeepers, you know, on the bench. Jadon Sancho is on that transfer bubble. It's important that he does have a solid European championship. I'm sure Manchester United will like to ink that deal nonetheless. But, you know, the better he plays, the better, the more leverage he has in making a deal. Now, as I mentioned, the tournament is long ahead of us. It was Raheem Sterling that got it done, you know, scoring a goal against Croatia. But we didn't see Jadon Sancho, but we did see his teammate, Jude Bellingham. Jude Bellingham is a young midfielder, one to watch. You know, he's mature beyond his years. You know, I think Jadon will have to just wait his time and bide his time. You know, maybe it's a test, you know, from the coach to see, you know, how tough he is mentally and how focused and tuned he is into the action. I do expect to see a Sancho feature. You know, I haven't heard of any injuries of sorts. You know, I do know that he's been said to have a big hand at times, but I'm sure he's putting nation first in this tournament. So it's just a matter of time.
France does have the advantage over Germany head to head. What's the latest from the Germany camp and how important is it to have a solid performance?
Well, of course it's important for them to have a solid performance because, you know, word is from their camp, from several players, they want to stick around this tournament until, you know, the very end. You know, that could be a bit overestimating, you know, the reality. But nonetheless, that's what Timo Werner is saying. He's not even in the starting 11, and that's what he's saying. Serge Gnabry is expected to be the tip of the spear, and he's goal thirsty. So I do expect, you know, him to really try to take advantage of any, you know, thing that obviously is an opportunity that lies at their feet. Now, in terms of the head-to-head, you know, this is truly a litmus test. I mean, you know, France has all the speed in the world. You know, they just return Benzema. I think he adds another layer of offense, another threat, you know, that Manuel Neuer and company have to worry about. But there is some disgruntled attitudes right now in the French camp. You know, maybe between the issue between Giroud and Mbappe could be somewhat of a boost for Germany in that first match. You know, because when you criticize a player and where he is on the pitch, obviously, you know, maybe he overthinks it. Maybe Germany, you know, are gelling right now because they know that no one has them as a solid, solid favorite in this tournament. But I do think that with Thomas Müller, you know, with the young guns they have on hand, and then we're just trying to give Yogi Love a good farewell. You know, I expect them to punch above their weight. You know, I don't think it'll be enough to defeat France, but I do think it'll be very competitive and they need that.
Chris, as usual, what else has hit your radar this week?
Yeah, one player I've talked about before in the Bundesliga, Stuttgart's Silas Wamangituka. Yeah, I'm sure you've caught wind of it. If not, here it is. Well, that wasn't his actual last name. He was playing under that alias. His last name is Mumpa, and his age isn't actually correct either. He's actually a year older, and he's been banned. The worst of it is it's not necessarily his doing. It was the doing of a bad agent. Typically, you see this a lot. You know, agents trying to find opportunities in Europe, you know, for young African talent, and he's another case of that. They fudged the paperwork, and now, you know, it's been caught up. The German Football Association has caught it, handed down a fine of 30,000 euros, and obviously that is a lot of money for a lot of people. You have to factor that he's supporting more than himself in this, and he's going to be missing action at the start of next season, and he's a young talent that has a bright future. You know, hopefully this will be, you know, a symbol for the rest of agents and the rest of the administrators across Europe to make sure that this doesn't happen, because it could only hurt the player themselves, you know. But I wish him well, and hopefully he stays healthy and he returns with the vengeance like we know he left last season.
Thank you so much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Prisch. And graphics are provided by Nino Segeleni.